All right, this is something I don't know anything about. Anybody, I'll tell you what, Corey, do you mind if I let our lovely intern break her into a movie review? I know you did a movie review once with us, but let me break in here again by giving you the lead. I didn't see this movie right here. The movie we're talking about is Step, a documentary about, and you know, to a lot of people, Step, that sounds boring. That just sounds like a movie about walking. But for other people, people of color, they know like Step. If you ever been to a Step show, that is some of the greatest choreography you will ever see. Usually reserved for the Greek system, you know, the fraternities and the sororities. And they made a documentary about people, look like people trying to get out the ghetto through Step.
it's Baltimore.
Okay. But you want to elaborate? You want to tell us what we're about to see here?
Yeah, sure. It follows this all-girls school, all-girls team in Baltimore, basically trying to get to the end of the line, which is the big competition between a bunch of other teams at Baltimore, and a lot of while also desperately trying to make it into college and get good enough grades, get money, get the aid, get the support that they need to graduate most of their families with a college degree.
Well, you know what? You set it up. She's ready to give her review. She's ready.
I'm ready.
Let me bust loose here. Now, see, you did a great setup right there. Now, I hate to cut you off because you were doing so well, but can I show the trailer to the people so that they know what they get into?
Show the trailer.
All right. Do I have your permission?
Yes.
One more time. What am I going to do?
Show the trailer.
All right.
Let's get this step now started.
We're in Baltimore City.
They come home to no lights, not having food in the refrigerator, not having a refrigerator at all. But when they come to step practice, all of those things are erased out of their mind. So they can make it through life.
You up there screaming and yelling and you just stepping.
We making music with our bodies.
My mother
I like the way our European walked out. There's too many black people in this.
This room got really dark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a bunch of black people stomping on roaches. Let me get on out of here.
Annoying. And I just like, mom, gotta chill sometimes.
I'm kind of an introvert. I'm just everything that step is not. I'm not very dramatic, but all those parts come out of me when I step.
My mission is to make sure each and every one of you graduates from college.
Are these grades your best? Why does the step team get your best and I don't?
I'm trying.
School is what got me out of Brooklyn. College is what's gonna get you out of Baltimore.
Hands up, don't shoot!
A lot of our children are lost. They have no one. I feel as though it's my obligation to help them.
I'm willing to work because this is not it for me.
It's not the first time the power's been out. I don't want to have to live like this. So I'm going to work my hardest to make it not happen in my life.
I have like two people inside of me that I struggle with every day. One is unstoppable that can do anything. And the other is she feels lost and stuck.
If we don't come together, this girl is not going to make it.
Because the whole world's waiting.
This is way bigger than stepping.
It's about not making excuses. Making sacrifices. Having a positive attitude.
Step taught me, if you come together with a group of powerful women, the impact will be immense.
Today on the precipice of the future.
Go, ladies!
Step is life.
You don't get that woman singing soul with these kind of moves. Step on. You remember that time, man, we were in some guy's documentary. And it was a, it
oh
was,
yeah
it was and there's a good guy, there's a white guy that made this documentary. He was talking about the dietary needs of black people or something. It was something weird
and
what yeah and it was funny because Martin and I were making jokes. I was like, because I was in the mood, I was like, man, you know, I'm probably bagging. I like some sugar, man. I like to eat a lot of Frankenberry and Count Chocula, and it would cut and be like, Frankenberry.
Struggle music.
Count Chocula. Yeah, it was Martin would be smiling and grinning, that woman singing that gospel. I would tell you this much before we go any further. One of the things I noticed with this and makes me very happy, I'm glad technology is at a point now to where people can make documentaries and they don't have to like shit anymore. You know, we would get so many documentaries from back in the day and they would look, because they couldn't afford a big movie budget, so they would get like these cheap ass cameras and they would look grainy. But man, we're getting these documentaries now that look great because they can shoot on a budget with digital. But I'm going to pull back. This is a female director that did this, Amanda Lipitz, and I think that that's cool that we're getting more female directors out there doing this kind of thing. So I'm rooting for the film. So with that said, is it any good? Let me know. Tell me.
Yes. First female director. That's my ish. I love that. And I don't know. I feel like the trailer actually does a really good job of showing you what type of movie it is. It has the sad parts. It has, you know, the heavier moments, but overall it's about this really great story about these three girls at their senior year of high school, just, you know, doing what they love and trying desperately to succeed in their future. And I thought it was really well put together. I thought the stories were really endearing. One thing I really loved though was, so like Blessin is the main, is like, base, would you argue the main girl?
The thing is, this is a new school in Baltimore. It was founded, I think, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So she's the first person to found a step team here, and it was a preparatory academy in Baltimore.
That girl right there?
Yeah, yeah. Blessin. So she's the leader and the founder of the step team.
Yeah, so she's really cool, very beautiful, seems very determined to try to make something of herself. And she has had trouble staying in school, like going to school frequently and, you know, turning in her work. And what I liked, though, was when they were describing those moments that she was doing that, they didn't show her doing those things, and meaning like they didn't show her ditching school, they didn't show her doing these whatever else she was doing when she wasn't stepping or when she wasn't concentrating on school.
What was she doing?
Exactly, we don't know.
Stepping.
Like, like we don't really know. But mm-hmm. I like that because I feel like it showed just the parts that were important to her, as opposed to her feeling insecure about herself and not going to school, or her feeling like she's doubting her abilities to be in school or to even, you know, make a career out of stepping. And I like that. I like that it didn't show the negative aspects of these in that way of mm-hmm. these girls' life doing the things that are preventing them from their goals.
Well, one of the things I'll piggyback off of what you said is when they show them like her struggle, like they're saying, yo, like this is what's going on with your career. Like you're not going to be able to make it to college if you keep doing this. And they bring in like the legit reasons why, like your mm-hmm. GPA is a 1.2. Yeah. You're like, you can't. Yeah, you're like, the damn. The whole thing, they were like, shit. Like she ain't going
you
to
You stupid.
Yeah. So it's like, like you said, they didn't really show her ditching or doing other things. She's like, yo, last year I missed 53 days of school. You don't know why, but she just missed it. And then I think in here she misses one, and they're like, I just needed a day off. So they do a good job of like not being too invasive, but giving you enough information to make the movie interesting.
Especially when I feel like documentaries, particularly ones about people of color trying to reach a certain goal, they tend to show those things to try to, I don't know, make them seem like deeper people or make them seem like, oh, they have real issues they have to work out as, and I feel like that distracts from what the movie and what these people are trying to achieve. And I really liked that they didn't show any of that.
I'm going to ask you something. This is a question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the trailer, like Martin said, they're playing that struggle music, and it really is. I mean, I'm not saying that this is where it is, but because Corey was the one that told me, like, I can't even get a refrigerator. It's like, I got to get out the hood. And the only way I'm going to do it is like if I just step hard enough. Mm-hmm. It makes it seem like I'm going to get a bunch of typical. I'm not trying to discredit these are, you know, make light of these young girls and their situation, but it just seemed like, is this a movie that's going to be playing up too much their situations just so we can get some cheap emotion out of the audience?
No, I wouldn't say so. Yeah, like I feel like in this trailer they emphasize it more in this than they actually do in the movie. Like when we talked about this yesterday, we were talking about the slave thing, and I haven't seen the downtrodden hood black movies.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm very apprehensive about seeing this because of the trailer. It makes it look like it's going to be a lot of drama. But it obviously takes place in Baltimore, which is, you know, where Freddie Gray was shot. So they talk about that right at the beginning of the movie, and then you go into the whole dance thing, and yeah, you see. In the trailer they show they incorporate Black Lives Matter and all these other pro-black things into their routine, but they don't spend a lot of the movie on that. And also they don't spend a lot of the time saying, I can't eat tonight, like my power's off. Like it's just like, hey, the power's not on tonight, we're gonna make it, let's go on to the next thing. I really appreciate it though.
Kind of very matter of fact about it, but not trying to like really milk it.
Yeah,
when they did fixate on those like more sadder serious parts, it felt genuine. It didn't feel like they were trying to manipulate us into believing these rooting for these characters more than we already are. It didn't feel like they were trying to show like, look how bad, look how sad and downtrodden the black experience is in Baltimore, like any of that. No, it just seemed genuine, like, no, these
people.
Yeah,
and they are with
things.
The riots and everything.
Yeah. And it, like, even that, though, I thought was done really tastefully. Like, you know, it's those images are important, but we are getting bombarded with a lot of them, especially now in these last couple of years. And I felt like what they did show was it all mixed in perfectly with what the team wanted and what the, I think, the general was like. End game for the documentary was.
Now, I know good and well that this can't be a perfect movie, can it? You haven't said one bad thing yet.
It's weird because it's one of those things where it's like I don't have anything necessarily negative to say, but it's not the greatest movie I've seen. If you know what I mean.
No, I don't. No? I need to,
elaborate.
No, you criticize. I need to know why. Otherwise, I think you're just being a bully right now. What is
being
a bully. No, what if you say it's not the greatest, which that's kind of, you know, that's a big statement to say because no movie hardly is ever going to be the greatest. And that's a personal thing if it is. So for you, what is this keeping this from being like a great film? Is it a great film? And if it's not, then why?
I think the biggest thing would just have to be like it's not the story, the baseline of the story is not completely original in the sense it is about the underdog team and it's about a team of people, underdogs, trying to reach a higher end goal from the position that they're in. So if I had to critique it, I would say, yeah, the general story is not very original. We've seen some documentaries like this before. We've seen them done in shorter ways and then in some ways have been more effective that way.
Like a fifth of all documentaries.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. At first I was going to say, you know, but that's what makes documentaries interesting sometimes, and that is that life can mimic entertainment by having you root for the underdog. Those things really do happen in real life, but yet I hear what you're saying, and that this is something that we constantly see in documentaries. It's really not a fresh approach to documentaries anymore.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie that you're going to be engaged when you're watching it because there's moments where, you know, a victory happens for somebody. You're clapping in the theater and, you know, somebody is talking about, you know, not being able to do something. You might shed a tear or two. But yeah, it's one of those things where you're right. The core of this isn't really original. And it doesn't do anything to make it stand out from other documentaries. Like, you know, when we talk about great documentaries you've seen in the past couple of years, the Anthony Weiner one. Was it 13 on Netflix and Tower and things like that, to where they incorporate different kinds of shooting techniques and things like that into the
That's really true, like animation.
There's not any of that here. Like, it's just a bare bones documentary. So, like, I know you don't really have to have flair and all this, you know, high production and everything, but I think that really, if it's done well, it's a good accent to a movie.
I've been thinking about that, like with Wiener, like this, you're gonna be fine, you're gonna be rooting for this, probably no real suspense, but like with Wiener, you're just uncomfortable the whole time. So I see what you're saying.
I think that they missed out on some opportunities too, like the like they talk about it briefly in the beginning, but just like the history of step dance and that kind of whole phenomenon in the black community and just how it's affected how people have lived and who of the black community has been successful because of this. Why is this a goal that many people want to achieve? So I wish, I don't know. Like,
why are these Negroes doing this?
Something
I'm curious about, like they're all practicing to go to the big, I guess the regionals or the big.
They call it the buoys.
The buoy.
So yeah, they go, it's all the people from the DMV. So anybody from DC, Maryland, Virginia, they all go around and try to go to this big thing and win. Yeah.
And when you win, do you get a scholarship? Or?
They got money. They got a check.
Like a grand, I think. A grand and a title. And one of the big things is they kept saying, we had, you know, these consecutive years where we would make it, but we wouldn't win it. So like, they're like, this is the year we got to do it. Like, this is our senior year. This is the last chance. So like, we have to work our asses off to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's well put. That's what I wanted to really say, but I hadn't seen the movie, so I want to put it out there because you're saying exactly what I wanted to hear. And maybe if you didn't say it, that would be great. But this, if there's anything that makes me not want to see it, it looks good, but it looks like something that I would probably, and we always say this, and I'm sorry for saying it, but we see these kind of documentaries on Netflix a lot. The ones that highlight the rise. Succeeding. There's been a lot, like Sherman's March is a weird documentary where it goes from, it's a guy trying to do a Civil War documentary, ends up going into his craziness with trains and shit like that.
Hooking up with women along the way.
This is very straightforward.
Or but even I had the weird one with Tickled.
You know, I think... with documentaries, I mean, there's probably the one time documentaries used to be like one of my favorite forms of filmmaking because it was real. But now documentaries are so easily consumed on a home sure. market mm-hmm. that I think you really have to go all out if you want to do it in the theaters for something.
And you got reality TV that's it. And plus when you start having those Real Hollywood Story and Behind the Music.
Yeah,
it was like
yeah,
a documentary
yeah.
was on every weekend.
Yeah. Right.
But I guess this would be inspirational for people too.
I mean, it was a great movie. I feel, or I don't know if I.
You just said. Did you see this movie?
I'm gonna hold on true to that. It was a great movie in the sense that I was engaged with the characters and I was rooting for them when they were, you know, on their high, and I was sad for them when they were low. And at the end, I was very happy with where all of them ended up and how it ended. So
like it says, but, like, yeah, you will laugh, really cry, and cheer.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's not false advertising at all.
I mean, there were moments that I was like, oh, sad GPA. Or like,
yeah. No, it took a moment. People were like figuring out. It's like, one point, that's damn all D's? What happened?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what?
You just sign your name on the test.
I feel like you have to actively not try every day to get anything below a 2.0 in my mind.
Yeah, it is reckless how bad that girl's grades were, man. Like, it's a part, she's like, you got a 36. How?
What?
Yeah, man.
She should get rewarded for that.
It's like, how? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, it's English. How are you failing this? You speak it. Do you speak it?
But man.
Yeah, that's one of the things. To edit on before we wrap everything up. I feel like this did a great job of showing three different people, and they have a similar situations, but they also have different personalities about them. Blessing was the one, like, she's real bombastic and loud, but yeah. her education is slacking with that 1 point whatever GPA. You get Corey.
Yeah.
Corey, who's one of my favorite ones
yes.
in here. Was
John.
Yeah. So it's with the C though. So but she her whole family situation, like, I think her family may have had it the worst, but mm-hmm. she was like the one that's like, I'm working my ass off to get out of this. And you really appreciate what happens with her. And then the last one was Taylor, I believe.
Taylor, yeah.
Yeah,
she was like the middleman.
Yeah, she was the middle one where she, like, they showed her big thing was her and her relationship with her mother and her mother coming to all the practices. So you actually get to have multiple different stories. And there's even outside of the three kids we focus on, we get to follow the coach of the team mm-hmm. and the counselor who's like, yeah. I'm working my ass off to get these girls into this into college, but some of these girls, like, they're not going to make it, or I feel like they're not going to make it, and yeah. this might be their last chance. So you uh-huh. actually get to see some people, like, risk their careers to help other people, which is really good for something wow. like this.
Cool. You know, with you, did you know about stepping before you saw this?
Yes.
Okay. He's like, shit, I know about y'all. Well, that's cool.
I've seen Stomp the Yard.
Yeah. Forgot about that movie, man. Yeah. Well, you know what? Sounds like overall you guys enjoyed it, but sounds like you're going between that full price, maybe high matinee territory. What do you give it?
Yeah, I was going to give it a high matinee simply just because it's not an original, unique story that I haven't seen before.
Okay. And what about you, Mr. Goodwin?
Yeah, it's for me, it is a, I won't even go high matinee. It's just a standard matinee for me. It, I feel like, again, it's not really original. And we've seen a lot of documentaries. If they're not presenting something original, they at least make the presentation more original. Sure. Something like, again, my favorite movie last year was Tower. But yeah, it's very standard. It's very, very just all normal when it comes to documentary. So yeah, matinee.
Okay. So when I didn't rush out to see this, I was doing all right.
You good.
I had some black guilt going on. Man.
It's funny because I just reading the description of it and the invitation they sent, in my head, I was like, okay. I've just seen the movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I said that's what an intern is for.
Step is life.